Good morning. I hope you're well, and it's morning when I'm doing the show, but it could be evening, it could be night when you're listening to the recording. First of all, as always, I want to say a big thank you to all of you who have supported us over the years through other platforms and this platform as well. And I'm so grateful and glad to know that so many of you listen to the show and action the tips that we give you. And it's heartening because when we first started the show, the idea and the premise was to give actionable tips. But it's amazing when people ask us when the next episode is going to be or questions pertaining to the show. And it's really elevating and it really keeps us going and gives us the momentum and spurs us to keep on going. Carpe diem. Seize the day. And I want to talk about Carpe Diem today because this is what we need to be doing. I feel that we forget that every single day that we have, we can fill it with opportunities, with bright things, and things that can help us to move forward, rather than spending the day moping and hoping. What we can do is actually do what we can, put our best foot forward every single day. And we sometimes get so mired and clogged up with emotions and external things that are affecting us and collateral damage, as I like to call it, collateral emotional damage. We forget to seize the day because every single day is given to us, but it's not promised. And what I mean with great love for you is this. Every single day we get up in the morning, ready to do something, but we just take the day as a humdrum routine day. We should fill our day with great joys, great education, and the ability to move over and step over from wherever we are, to step over the chasm, to cross the borders, to jump over the wall, or to even break the wall. Our mindset needs to shift. And it's a paradigm, and we need to shift our mindset to allow and accommodate for us to be able to seize the day. How do you seize the day? Well, first of all, be very grateful for everything you have. And while we may not be monetarily blessed, we all are blessed in one way or another, whether it's through having good support mechanisms, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether associates, whether it's having a great job, whether it's having a great enterprise, whether it's having great customers. Living is giving. And not only do we have to give back, we have to give ourselves the opportunity of self-care. We often forget the self-care mechanism and how much we have to worry about our own emotional well-being in standing in the world in which we find ourselves. So seize the day. Seize the day by listening to affirmations, listening to good positive things. Seize the day by not caving into negativity, criticism, because people will criticize. He has the right to criticize who has the heart to help, as a great statesman once said. And I would really suggest that every one of us listens to something positive, whether it's going on the way to work or wherever we go. Find some time to listen to these positive things. So seize the day and you'll feel good. Everyone around you will feel good. Do deeds that elevate, do deeds that help, but seize the day. It's your day. Nothing is promised tomorrow. I've seen this actually so many times in life. So please seize the day and keep on winning.